It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into Thursday. You listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim. That's Carl. We got Sue Thomas keeping an eye on traffic problems for you this morning. And it is a beautiful start to the day out there. And we're in for a great weekend, too. That's something to look forward to. The highs at 80. Like the high is going to be 80.
I think the high is 80. Now, that's I would agree amazing. That's going to be an amazing weekend. But this is probably, isn't this one of the last weekends when pools are open? I don't know if they close Labor Day. I feel like I've heard a lot of
close
pools.
Labor Day. But the problem is that many of them will start having restricted hours in August because all the kids go back to school
right,
and they don't have lifeguards.
Exactly.
Right?
So this is probably one of the big weekends for pools, and it's maybe not as warm as you hoped. But I'm not complaining. Trust me, I'll take upper 80s over 98 like we've had recently.
Yeah, very true. And looking forward to that as well. I get to go to a shooting event this weekend. It's a Sporting Clay shoot in memory of Glenn Markway, and it raises money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's on Saturday morning. They're sold out. It's going to be a great event down at Skeet and Trap there in Pacific. And the weather ought to just be beautiful. Normally, you go down there to something like this in mid-August, and you are sweating blood by the time the thing's over with. It's so hot, but it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Hope you enjoy that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Brent Buchanan. This Cori Bush story is getting national attention. The outrageous rant she went on during her speech where she was supposed to be, basically conceding the race to Wesley Bell. Instead, she's apparently been radicalized. We're going to talk to Brent Buchanan about that coming up here in just a few minutes, because that's something that's making headlines around the country this morning. We'll talk to Tom Ackerman, get an update on the Cardinals. I know they have won at least one game in the last five or six. And Carl Middleman might be going tonight.
I'm going tonight.
You might see a Carl Middleman appearance.
I believe they already won this series. So,
oh, good. That's positive. So we'll also get to the news here at the end of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk to William Trackman. He's with the Mountain States Legal Foundation, and they're talking about some of the negative impact of this Harris agenda is going to have on higher education policy in the country, and maybe some things that you haven't really been told about that you need to be aware of heading into that. If it was to happen, heaven forbid, we're hoping that that doesn't happen. But we'll talk to William Trackman about that at about 7:35. Right now, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Cori
Bush is a member of the so-called squad in Congress, but it was one big money group in particular that set their sights on getting her kicked out of Congress.
Oh, Corey's mad, and now she's got the local media investigating it as well. What about all this dark money from the Israelis that apparently caused poor Corey to lose her coveted position in the United States Congress?
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. If Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
Yeah, that was a little slip up. I guess they tried a Joe out. They lifted the lid briefly and let CBS go do an interview with him. And I don't know how the guy is still holding on as president of the United States. I got to be honest with you.
Stolen valor is really what it is. I don't know of anybody else that's done what he's done. But we called it the truth about Tim Walz.
That is retired Command Sergeant Major Tom Behrens, who served with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in the National Guard up there. He has no doubt that Walz has been lying about his military record, and that is absolutely not the worst of it.
There is no evidence that at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at,
like being
and some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was.
I don't know what's playing in the background there, Carl, but that was a CNN reporter calling out Tim Walz for stolen valor, and I'm going to play that bite again so that you can hear it. But it's important that people understand what's gone on here. This issue is one that's of the utmost importance to veterans, for sure, and it should be of concern to other Americans. One of the biggest regrets of my life is that I had the opportunity to go into the Air Force. I was in Air Force ROTC in college and got too consumed with the amount of time it would take away from my career in television. I was anxious to go graduate and get that first TV job. And I didn't want to wait 2 years or 4 years. I mean, I would have gone in as an officer. I didn't want to wait. And I backed out of, I hadn't gotten to the commitment point yet. And I backed, it's one of my biggest regrets, to be honest with you. I wish I had done that. But I did not serve. And I know how deeply offended veterans are when somebody who has served then lies about the extent of their military career. So way back when this guy first ran for governor of Minnesota, a veteran who served with him, a group of veterans, sort of like the Swift Boat veterans around John Kerry back in 2004, came out and issued a letter. They reached out to all of the media in Minnesota and said, here's what you need to know about this guy. He's lying about his military career. He's lying about serving in a combat zone. He was given the opportunity and he resigned his commission or his position, I should say. I think he was an officer. He resigned his position because he wanted to run for office. So he never served in a combat zone. And now you'll hear Tim Walz say, and I've got the bite here somewhere, I've carried a weapon of war in a war zone. We don't need these on the streets of America. It's more this left-wing propaganda about weapons of war, which is complete and utter nonsense because nobody would carry an American semi-automatic sporting rifle into a war zone. You wouldn't do that. Nobody would do that. But the bigger issue here is the guy's been lying about that issue in campaign speeches, in running for governor, in running for Congress in the state of Minnesota. This is going to be the John Kerry moment for Tim Walz. I believe that. Listen to the retired sergeant major who claims the guy is misstating his rank and also misstating that he ever served in an actual war zone. Carl, please go to cut 11.
Stolen valor is really what it is. I don't know of anybody else that's done what he's done, but we called it the truth about Tim Walz.
In 2018, Behrens gave the story the full court press.
We, retired command sergeant majors of the Minnesota National Guard, feel it is our duty and responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. I put together information on it and I sent it out to every single radio station and newspaper and TV station I could in the state. The bottom line in all of this is gut-wrenching and sad to explain. When the nation called, he quit.
Twin Cities TV stations and the Star Tribune were silent, even after Barron says the newspaper checked it all out. The Star Tribune endorsed Walz in 2018 for governor.
Yeah, of course they did, because all they care about are his left-wing policies. That's what they care about. Remember this. I hope they do this to him. Remember the Swift Boat ad that they ran about John Kerry back in 2004, paid for by veterans, not the Bush campaign, when something like this.
Their fathers, their grandfathers.
Why is this relevant?
Because character and honesty matter, especially in time of war.
John Kerry cannot be trusted.
Swift vets and POWs were truly responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Yeah, I hope he's about to get swift voted, because even CNN admits he's lying about his record. How do they get out of this one? I don't know. It's a big flub up again by the Harris Walz campaign. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Brent Buchanan about just how proud Cori Bush makes us every single day. Now she's in the headlines again for threatening to burn down the Kingdom of Israel, basically, and anything to do with...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
APAC. We'll be back in just a minute.
All they did was radicalize me, and so now they be afraid.
We're so proud. That is outgoing Congresswoman Cori Bush from the 1st Congressional District during her complete meltdown in what was supposed to be a concession speech the other night. And the other thing that makes us proud about that is that in the room was the mayor of St. Louis, Tashara Jones, standing in the background. Clearly part of that crowd, and you'd have to draw the conclusion, must support the same things Cori Bush supports, which is a very anti-Semitic attitude. And I want to know why the media is not knocking the door down over here at City Hall to ask her those questions. It seems legitimate to me. Right now, we've got Brent Buchanan with us. He's a political analyst, GOP pollster. He's a Signal president and founder. And great to have you on this morning, Brent. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. So we're also always so proud when St. Louis gets represented nationwide by some of Cori Bush's antics, and her concession speech was no different. Brent, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we lost you. What's your take on what she's done here? Because she's angry that a political action committee spent money against her. I mean, that's at the end of the day, doesn't matter who did it, really. But she's angry because of her views are clearly anti-Semitic.
Well, at some point in politics, you got to learn to man or woman up, because this is how the game is played. And when you lay yourself out there on an issue like this, it is idiotic to think that somebody wouldn't come after you to get you out of the seat that you hold. But I think in all, the biggest problem that this shows that progressivism is a disease of the mind.
I could not agree with that more.
I mean, at what point does it become a threat? I mean, talking about going after these Israel groups, I should say pro-Israel groups.
I wouldn't be too scared of her. I'm shocked she got in there in the first place and was able to hold on for more than one term. And it's going to be tough for her to come back. And, you know, this, she's not the first one of the squad to go down either. You got Jamal Bowman, who did his rally 30 miles from his own district, which again leads to the fact that progressivism is the disease of the mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing you need to understand about what happened in District 1 the other night. A portion of it, the full portion of it covers the city of St. Louis, and then a portion of it covers St. Louis County, and it's designed to be a minority-majority district. But she won in the city of St. Louis by 4,000 votes over this. You can call him a more moderate. I mean, he's a progressive Democrat, but he's more moderate than Cori Bush on a lot of these issues, particularly surrounding Israel. So she had a lot of support around here despite all of this, and that's the frightening part of it.
Well, have you been on TikTok?
Yeah.
This is pervasive all over, and when you think about who is on TikTok, these younger folks, more diverse groups of people, I mean, they're seeing the world, and they're being shown the world, I guess is a better way to say it, than most of us get to see the world and experience the world.
Yeah, well, we've seen the protests here in St. Louis on campuses. You know, I mentioned in my lead-in to you, Mayor Tashar Jones was at this concession speech. She had endorsed Cori Bush. I argue she knows her constituency, and she knows that Cori Bush is going to win in the city, and that's all that matters to her because she needs those same voters to get reelected. But the bigger issue here is this issue is going to be part of the national political discussion heading into November. It has to be. There's no way Kamala Harris can divorce herself, as progressive as she is, from the Rashida Tlaibs and the Ilhan Omars and the Cori Bushes of her party.
Exactly. And she was ranked 100 out of 100 senators and most liberal.
Yeah.
And this is what she believes. I mean, you just go back and look at past statements that she's made since she hadn't said a word in 18 days. And this is exactly what they want. I mean, she was interrupted yesterday at a rally by these radical people who want to eradicate an entire race of people. But before then, she met with Uncommitted, a group that is committed to getting rid of Israel.
Yeah.
What's most amazing to me is that the media covers up for this and giving her complete free pass on this topic.
Yeah, it's very true. Brent Buchanan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Good to talk to you all.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for giving us a minute. It's interesting to get the perspective of somebody who's looking at this nationally, right? Because we see it in St. Louis. We know who Cori Bush is. We know what she does. You're not very proud of it when you see it on TV because she's representing Missouri, like it or not, even if it's just one district. But I thought this was interesting yesterday, and I never really thought about it, to be honest with you. If Kamala Harris can distance herself from the Bushes and the AOCs and all that, who've all endorsed her, they all want her to win. What happens once she would get in office? Listen to what Kayleigh McEnany said yesterday, and this should scare the hell out of you.
I've got to say this about Cori Bush. So not only did she threaten to tear AIPAC down, the sentence before that, this was her defiant losing message. All they did was radicalize me. She was already radical. So now they need to be afraid. They're about to see this other Cori, this other side. Whoa. Okay, so we've seen a rejection of the radical left in Cori Bush and Jamal Bowman, and Kamala Harris has decided to double down on the radical left. But do not fear. Cori Bush has a huge future. Jamal Bowman has a huge, huge future. You're looking at probably the next Secretary of State for Kamala Harris. And Jamal Bowman, I don't know what they'll give him. I don't want to know. These are the characters who are going to be in a Kamala Harris White House. Make no mistake, most radical administration in history.
I believe it.
Maybe they'll put her in charge of the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
She could be the border czar. send her down there to the southern border. She'd scare the crap out of them. They'd all turn around and run back.
She'd open up a Rama restaurant down there. Ramen noodle restaurant. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Tom Ackerman. Check out to see how the Cardinals, the St. Louis City's doing.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tommy, welcome into the studio. How are you, my
friend? Hey, I'm doing great. Good to see everybody. What's going on?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Just watching, waiting for the Cardinals to catch fire again, right?
And they have.
Despite a little setback.
They're rolling again. Really bummed out about Monday. And I'm good at turning the page. I'm really good at it, I think. Even the Thursday debacle when they lost at Wrigley, I was like, eh. I mean, it was bad.
Wasn't Monday 6-0 the shutout?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's Wrigley. Like, you know, things happen. It was horrible, but they'll come back and do something. And then they stole a game Saturday. They ended up losing 3 of 4, though, at Wrigley, which is a real bummer, you know? So you come home, you play the Mets on Monday, and they're coming in. They're coming off a long trip. Let's take them down and then get ready for the Rays. And they get flattened 6-0 by Sean Manaea and the Mets. And Manaea is an awesome pitcher. But it reminded me of like a playoff type game because you're playing the Mets and you're in the wild card race with them and it's a Monday afternoon, like that weird 4:15 start like they do in the playoffs, and here comes Manaea and he just mows him down, and I was like, I struggled with it. I have had renewed faith in the Cardinals though these last 2 days. I give them credit because if I was struggling with it, they had to have. And they came back and took down the Rays twice, Tuesday, Wednesday, and looked really good. I mean, they won the game 4-3 on Tuesday. They let the Rays kind of back into the game late, but they won it. And then yesterday, they again came out early and took advantage. They scored early and kept them down with a very good pitching performance, and they go for the sweep today. And now you go into Kansas City tomorrow, Saturday, against a team that is in their playoff race as well, and playing really well, and they have one of the best players in baseball in Bobby Witt Jr. You got to keep it going and take them down Friday, Saturday. These are very crucial games. It is crunch time for the Cardinals, without a doubt.
Yeah. They got some pretty good performance out of the new pitcher, though, right?
Fetty, right?
Fetty was good. He was good. He went 5. You know, you want your pitchers to go a little deeper, but you can't complain, really. I mean, he went 5. He gave up a run on 4 hits. He walks only 2. He strikes out 6. He's strong, and then they went through 5 pitchers yesterday, but you know, they did what they had to do. They won the game. Helsley closed it out. He had a couple of runners on and tying run at the plate, but you know, who's complaining when it's 5-2 win and you get out of it? But they got the job done. I think the highlight for me was Nolan Arenado. He had 2 hits. He had a big hit that drove in 2. They need him to come through. I think listening to his postgame comments, he thought he got a little lucky because he chopped it over the third baseman's head. But whatever, it's a 2-run double in the book, you know. So they got it done. They won the game, and now today you have a 6:15 game against the Rays. Hope you can get a sweep. That would be a big momentum shift for the Cardinals, I think, heading into Kansas City. They're 2 out in the wild card. I still think you have to concentrate on winning this division. The division is what you want. You're 6 games out with 6 games remaining against the Brewers. You got to close that gap a little bit before you play those 6 against Milwaukee, and you could win this division. But they have to win, you know, in these last 50 games, and now we have, 47 left on their schedule. I figured they had to win 30 of 50 to have a chance. So this is a nice little start for them. They're 2-1 since they started this 50-game stretch.
I have not, other than a little bit of swimming, watched any of the Olympic coverage except in highlights afterwards. And I saw that track and field finish yesterday. What's the guy's name? Quincy Hall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What gear did that guy find? I mean, he came from nowhere, and he made those other guys look like they were standing still at the end of that race to get to the finish line.
Yeah, and if you have 3.5-4 minutes of time, watch the mile race as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was unbelievable. I mean, I love watching these. I love watching the Olympics, but I don't like, you know, sit around like you. I'm kind of watching clips as people will send me, like, did you see this? I'm like, oh, awesome. Yeah, you know, I think the Olympics are cool. I said this on Monday. They fascinate me because we know nothing about most of these athletes. It's not like the sports that we cover on KMOX, you know, with Cardinals and NFL and all that stuff, where you follow it 365. You know, the Olympic sports, there's not as much attention paid, unless it's Simone Biles or somebody like that, to all the training that they do. And then, boom, they're on this like world stage out of nowhere playing these incredible sports, participating in sports, some sports we've never heard of, and they make international headlines. I think it's it's awesome. I mean, the pressure that's put on these athletes,
young athletes,
after 4 years of training, this is your one moment, and they deliver. I love it. I think it's great.
For some reason, I thought that they would have everything covered, whether it be airfare or their accommodations, sleeping. I guess they have like an area where they're all generally staying. I was hearing a story the other day talking about how much debt some of these athletes go into just to be able to stay there at the Olympics, because some of them would have to be there for, you know, the 2 weeks, right? Because they would have several events throughout the whole course of the Olympics.
That's another cool angle of it. I'll tell you another angle of the Olympics that I appreciate is NBC has done a really nice job. I as somebody who has studied sports casting and sports media and viewership and all of that stuff, I think they've done a marvelous job. They've had some really, really good calls. I mean, part of the track and field excitement of these clips that get circulated is the play-by-play. They have been phenomenal from track and field to swimming to gymnastics. Really great, passionate calls, expert analysis. And here's something, although the marquee events like that don't get this, but I found out last week or maybe a couple weeks I read that a large percentage, like almost 90% of the commentators are in Connecticut, like at the NBC Sports Complex in Stamford.
So they're not even there in Paris.
Now, these big ones, they are. I mean, Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines are at the swimming complex, and they're at the track and field, and they're at gymnastics. And yeah, the big ones. But a lot of them that you see on Peacock and all that stuff, they're like doing
it remotely
in Stamford, but making it, you know, through the magic of television, feel like you're there. I mean, like they're there. You know, it's really, they've done a really nice job over there.
That's good. Quincy Wilson is going to run tomorrow morning. He's the 16-year-old phenom out of California who made the Olympic team in the last, like the last qualification race, and he's going to run in a 4x400 relay tomorrow. I can't wait to see how that goes.
Yeah,
he's like
it's
the
cool.
fourth fastest kid on the team.
I'd like to run up against some of these people just because I know they would smoke me. You know, like you see how fast they are, but they're running against other extremely fast people.
Right.
So it's easy to think like they're not going quite as quickly as they actually are. So it's like I almost want like an average Joe. I want them to put like a graphic to show how quickly an average person would run in comparison, or swimming. I would find that so fascinating.
I think when he qualified, his qualifying time beat like the either the U.S. or the world high school record for a 16-year-old.
That's
even
amazing.
Though, I mean, and he was competing for the Olympic trials.
He was 12 when he was watching the Olympics last time,
right.
Dreaming, training for
four
this moment.
4 years later.
And then 4 years later, he's on the biggest stage ever.
That's crazy. Apparently gives you an appreciation for our local Olympians like Jackie Joyner-Kersee, all that they did. Anyway, I got to run to go do a sports cast.
All right,
but,
buddy.
You guys, I appreciate you having me in.
Thanks for coming in.
Carl, thank you.
Always fun. Thanks, Tom.
Say hi to Ethan as you leave, please.
I will. I like Ethan.
We like Ethan.
Ethan Hannaford is filling in today for
Ethan Bright,
who's been on some vacation. And Ethan works down in the Cardinals broadcast.
And he was at the Cardinal game last night.
Yes.
And will be there again tonight.
Well, as we so lovingly call Ethan and Other Ethan.
Other Ethan.
We have to differentiate.
Other Ethan is in helping out this morning. We appreciate it. He'll be in the studio here in just a couple minutes. In other news, coming up next, we'll get to that for you. Don't forget, if you listen to us on the Odyssey app, or even if you don't listen to us on the Odyssey app, if you go to the Odyssey app and you open up the 97.1 page on there, right below where it says View Live, right next to it, there's a little microphone button. You now have an opportunity to leave comments. And we'll call it the listener line. You hit that button, you can record up to 60 seconds of your observations on something we're talking about. Maybe it's Cori Bush's rant. Maybe it's something great you saw at the Olympics. And it immediately pops into Carl's inbox over here, and we may play it back on the air. So give that a shot. You got something on your mind, hit the button, leave a comment, and we'll get to it just a little later in the show. We're going to be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows in Vienna had to be canceled after Austrian police say there was a planned terrorist attack targeting the concerts. Two people have been arrested. That was Wednesday in connection with this planned attack, including a 19-year-old who allegedly had pledged his allegiance to ISIS. All the tickets for the concerts, of course, will be refunded, though Swift has not yet commented on the situation or even acknowledged that the concerts have been canceled.
I have really strange connection to this. My son has a friend who was supposed to attend one of those concerts in Vienna.
Because it's cheaper to go to Europe. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tommy, welcome into the studio. How are you, my
friend? Hey, I'm doing great. Good to see everybody. What's going on?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Just watching, waiting for the Cardinals to catch fire again, right?
And They have.
Despite a little setback.
They're rolling again. Really bummed out about Monday. I was, and I'm good at turning the page. I'm really good at it, I think. Even the Thursday debacle when they lost at Wrigley, I was like, eh. I mean, it was bad.
Wasn't Monday 6-0, the shutout?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's Wrigley. Like, you know, things happen. It was horrible, but they'll come back and do something. And then they stole a game Saturday. They ended up losing 3 of 4, though, at Wrigley, which is a real bummer, you know? So you come home, you play the Mets on Monday, and they're coming in. They're coming off a long trip. Let's take them down and then get ready for the Rays. And they get flattened 6-0 by Sean Manaea and the Mets. And Manaea is an awesome pitcher. But it reminded me of, like, a playoff type game, because you're playing the Mets and you're in the wild card race with them, and it's a Monday afternoon, like that weird 4:15 start like they do in the playoffs, and here comes Manaea and he just mows them down. And I was like, I struggled with it. I have had renewed faith in the Cardinals, though, these last 2 days. I give them credit, because if I was struggling with it, they had to have. And they came back and took down the Rays twice, Tuesday, Wednesday, and looked really good. I mean, they won the game 4-3 on Tuesday. They let the Rays kind of back into the game late, but they won it. And then yesterday, they again came out early and took advantage. They scored early and kept them down with a very good pitching performance, and they go for the sweep today. And now you go into Kansas City tomorrow, Saturday, against a team that is in their playoff race as well, and playing really well. They have one of the best players in baseball in Bobby Witt Jr. You got to keep it going and take them down Friday, Saturday. These are very crucial games. It is crunch time for the Cardinals, without a doubt.
Yeah. They got some pretty good performance out of the new pitcher, though, right?
Fetty, right?
Fetty was good. He was good. He went 5. You know, you want your pitchers to go a little deeper, but you can't complain, really. I mean, he went 5. He gave up a run on 4 hits. He walks only 2. He strikes out 6. He's strong. And then they went through 5 pitchers yesterday, but, you know, they did what they had to do. They won the game. Helsley closed it out. He had a couple of runners on and tying run at the plate, but, you know, who's complaining when it's 5-2 win and you get out of it? But they got the job done. I think the highlight for me was Nolan Arenado. He had 2 hits. He had a big hit that drove in 2. They need him to come through. I think, listening to his postgame comments, he thought he got a little lucky because he chopped it over the third baseman's head. But whatever, it's a 2-run double in the book, you know? So they got it done. They won the game. And now today you have a 6:15 game against the Rays. Hope you can get that. Get a sweep. That would be a big momentum shift for the Cardinals, I think, heading into Kansas City. They're 2 out in the wild card. I still think you have to concentrate on winning this division. The division is what you want. You're 6 games out with 6 games remaining against the Brewers. You got to close that gap a little bit before you play those 6 against Milwaukee. and you could win this division, but they have to win, you know, in these last 50 games, and now we have, what, 47 left on their schedule. I figured they had to win 30 of 50 to have a chance. So this is a nice little start for them. They're 2-1 since they started this 50-game stretch.
I have not, other than a little bit of swimming, watched any of the Olympic coverage except in highlights afterwards. And I saw that track and field finish yesterday. What's the guy's name? Quincy Hall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What gear did that guy find? I mean, he came from nowhere, and he made those other guys look like they were standing still at the end of that race to get to the finish line.
Yeah, and if you have 3.5-4 minutes of time, watch the mile race as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was unbelievable. I mean, I love watching these. I love watching the Olympics, but I don't, like, you know, sit around. Like you, I'm kind of watching clips as people will send me, like, did you see this? I'm like, oh, awesome. Yeah, you know, I think the Olympics are cool. I said this on Monday. They fascinate me because we know nothing about most of these athletes. It's not like the sports that we cover on KMOX, you know, with Cardinals and NFL and all that stuff, where you follow it 365. You know, the Olympic sports, there's not as much attention paid, unless it's Simone Biles or somebody like that, to all the training that they do. And then, boom, they're on this, like, world stage out of nowhere playing these incredible sports, participating in sports, some sports we've never heard of, and they make international headlines. I think it's awesome. I mean, the pressure that's put on these athletes.
Young athletes,
after 4 years of training, this is your one moment. And they deliver. I love it. I think it's great.
For some reason, I thought that they would have everything covered, whether it be airfare or their accommodations, sleeping. I guess they have like an area where they're all generally staying. I was hearing a story the other day talking about how much debt some of these athletes go into just to be able to stay there at the Olympics, because some of them would have to be there for, you know, the 2 weeks, right? Because they would have several events throughout the whole course of the Olympics.
That's another cool angle of it. I'll tell you another angle of the Olympics that I appreciate is NBC has done a really nice job. I as somebody who has studied sports casting and sports media and viewership and all of that stuff, I think they've done a marvelous job. They've had some really, really good calls. I mean, part of the track and field excitement of these clips that get circulated is the play-by-play. They have been phenomenal from track and field to swimming to gymnastics, really great, passionate calls, expert analysis. And here's something, although the marquee events like that don't get this, but I found out last week or maybe a couple weeks, I read that a large percentage, like almost 90% of the commentators are in Connecticut, like at the NBC Sports Complex in Stamford.
So they're not even there in Paris.
Now, these big ones, they are. I mean, Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines are at the swimming complex, and they're at the track and field, and they're at gymnastics. And yeah, the big ones. But a lot of them that you see on Peacock and all that stuff, they're like doing they're doing it remotely in Stamford, but making it, you know, through the magic of television, feel like you're there. I mean, like they're there. Yeah, you know, it's really, they've done a really nice job over there.
That's good. Quincy Wilson is going to run tomorrow morning. He's the 16-year-old phenom out of California who made the Olympic team in the last qualification race, and he's going to run in a 4x400 relay tomorrow. I can't wait to see how that goes.
Yeah,
he's like
it's
the
cool.
fourth fastest kid on the team.
I'd like to run up against some of these people just because I know they would smoke me. You know, like, you see how fast they are, but they're running against other extremely fast people.
Right.
So it's easy to think like they're not going quite as quickly as they actually are. So it's like, I almost want like an average Joe. I want them to put like a graphic to show how quickly an average person would run in comparison, or swimming. I would find that so fascinating.
I think when he qualified, his qualifying time beat like either the U.S. or the world high school record for a 16-year-old.
That's
even
amazing.
Though, I mean, and he was competing for the Olympic trials.
He was 12 when he was watching the Olympics last time,
right.
Dreaming, training for
four
this moment.
4 years later.
And then 4 years later, he's on the biggest stage ever.
That's crazy. Gives you an appreciation for our local Olympians like Jackie Joyner-Kersee, all that they did. Anyway, I got to run to go do a sports cast.
All right,
but,
buddy.
You guys, I appreciate you having me in.
Thanks for coming in.
Carl, thank you.
Always fun. Thanks, Tom.
Say hi to Ethan as you leave. Please.
I will. I like Ethan.
We like Ethan.
Ethan Hannaford is filling in today for Ethan Bright, who's been on some vacation. And Ethan works down in the Cardinals broadcast.
And he was at the Cardinal game last night.
Yes.
And he'll be there again tonight.
Well, as we so lovingly call Ethan and other Ethan.
Other Ethan.
We have to differentiate.
Other Ethan is in helping out this morning. We appreciate it. He'll be in the studio here in just a couple minutes. In other news, coming up next, we'll get to that for you. Don't forget, if you listen to us on the Odyssey app, or even if you don't listen to us on the Odyssey app, if you go to the Odyssey app and you open up the 97.1 page on there, right below where it says View Live, right next to it, there's a little microphone button. You now have an opportunity to leave comments. And we'll call it the listener line. You hit that button, you can record up to 60 seconds of your observations on something we're talking about. Maybe it's Cori Bush's rant. Maybe it's something great you saw at the Olympics. And it immediately pops into Carl's inbox over here, and we may play it back on the air. So give that a shot. You got something on your mind, hit the button, leave a comment, and we'll get to it just a little later in the show. We're going to be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows in Vienna had to be canceled after Austrian police say there was a planned terrorist attack targeting the concerts. Two people have been arrested, that was Wednesday, in connection with this planned attack, including a 19-year-old who allegedly had pledged his allegiance to ISIS. All the tickets for the concerts, of course, will be refunded, though Swift has not yet commented on the situation or even acknowledged that the concerts have been canceled.
I have really strange connection to this. My son has a friend who was supposed to attend one of those concerts in Vienna.
Because it's cheaper to go to Europe to see her than it is to come here.
But she was going to Europe anyway on a trip with her family. She was going to go a couple days early, apparently, and had a last-minute change of plans and decided not to go prior to all of this happening.
Wow.
And now it's been like a sigh of relief that knowing that there had been some kind of terrorist attack planned against it.
But think if you planned your entire European trip around a concert and then it doesn't even happen. I mean, obviously, the safety is more important. I understand that. They made the right decision to cancel it, but I can still empathize with how bummed out people would be.
I'm trying to think, who would schedule a European tour around a musician? Sue Thomas, do you know anybody who would do something like that?
Let me see. Mark Reardon.
There you go.
Yes.
This guy plans to go see the boss over on some. He plans a European trip around seeing the boss in Europe. I'm like, wow, that's a dedication right there.
It is a dedication.
It's dedication.
That is so not me. All right. Jack Black says Tenacious D will be back when it feels right. The band is taking a break after band member Kyle Gass said on stage, "Don't miss Trump next time," following, of course, the assassination attempt. Black says he and Gass have spoken since that whole incident. They're still friends. Gass released an apology for that comment he made on stage, but then has since deleted that apology post.
I'm sure.
Great.
So let's just fade in the background for a little while and hope everybody forgets that BS, and then we'll go on tour and start making money again.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Everything's fine here, folks. Give it enough time. A parrot with more than 2 million TikTok followers just broke a world record after successfully identifying 12 items in just 3 minutes. 4-year-old Apollo identified items including a cork, a book, a bottle, and a Wario tour. Like Wario from Mario Party, Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You guys know what I'm talking about. They use pistachios as a reward to train the parrot. Apollo the parrot, his owners say there's really no limit on what they hope Apollo can learn.
I'll bet. Some of those birds are just amazing.
They'll curse at you.
Oh, they will, but they had to learn that from somebody.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, if you drop a lot of F-bombs, it's like a kid, right? It's like a sponge. They're going to listen to that, and they're probably going to say it at you sometime. I do not want a parrot. We used to have a cockatiel.
You have a child.
Well,
that is your parrot.
And thankfully, he doesn't drop F-bombs. We had a cockatiel growing up, and that thing was annoying and would just squawk. And we would put a blanket over its cage sometimes because if you had that, it would be quiet. And fly around the house. My mom did not like it.
No thanks.
No.
Why did you own it?
Oh, my dad. It flew away.
Oh, oops.
R.I.P. Rosie.
What was your question, Sue?
How long do those bigger parrots live? Isn't it like
70 years?
To 70 years?
Yeah,
really?
They live a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you when you get one, you're getting it for life because or you have to find somebody to adopt it if you can't keep it, or you die before it does.
Could have passed
they
it on to
a
you.
Long time. See?
Wow, passing it, yeah, from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Lifespan of a macaw is 80 years.
Wow. Yeah,
wow. Harley Davidson is now being accused of going woke. Harley riders have been critical of the company since the new CEO took over in 2020, comparing it to the direction of the company with what we've seen with Bud Light. I guess the outrage comes after a filmmaker posted Harley Davidson's supposed internal policies to social media that include, according to this person, sending white men to white male-only diversity training and supporting legislation that would allow men and girls bathrooms.
So here's a challenge for you. Walk into a biker bar somewhere and accuse one of those guys of being woke.
Sturgis is going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there you go. Go out to Sturgis and start making those claims. You're likely to get a bloody nose, would be my guess.
But supposedly the cost of those bikes have started dropping because people aren't going after them as much because they're mad about the direction of the company.
Well, it's a conspiracy to get the prices down.
It's good to know, though, I mean, that they are like that. But I don't know. These people are really committed to Harley Davidson.
Yes,
sure.
They are. So some universities have been apparently forced to make changes to students' living arrangements with really just a couple weeks left until classes begin. So, for example, Purdue University offered $4,000 off, a price cut, if students accepted new assignments. University of Illinois offered students $2,000 and 100 free meals if they were willing to leave the dorms.
Why?
University leaders have cited multiple reasons. I'm so glad you asked, Mark Cox. They've cited multiple reasons for just more students seeking student housing. They say it's the expensive rental market and acceptances, I guess, into these universities.
Well, that's a turnaround, isn't it? Remember when they were shutting dorms down at Mizzou because nobody was going?
But
so they're what they're doing is incentivizing them to move out of the dorm into an apartment somewhere, and then in return
they
give them
worry about it.
Cash back and meals. Okay. Interesting.
I guess.
So they're producing small animal houses all over campuses.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A new study suggesting the Egyptians used water power to build the pyramids. According to this particular study, the pyramids may have been built through the use of a unified water-powered hydraulic lift system. Huh. I guess previous theories had suggested that they used like these ramps and things like that to build the pyramids.
Aliens, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
probably.
You. Drew Young
I bet
and
ET.
I know they were aliens.
Oh, for it.
They, I guess, used the canals and this hydraulic lift system is what this study now says. Those are so impressive. I'd love to see those in person.
It's a what, Carl?
Me too.
It's a better answer than
it's
aliens.
It's a little better. At least it's something you can wrap your brain around, right?
But I'd like to think ET had a part in that.
How did they get those massive, thousands of pounds each to the top of the pyramid?
And it's the precision.
Slaves.
It's like the way that they were all designed is so precise, and the angles and... There's documentaries about all of this, and it's mind-blowing.
I'm just saying.
All right, one real quick one, okay? Elon Musk's platform X is suing a group of advertising claiming that they basically worked together to boycott the company, costing $1 million in ad revenue. He's saying that they took a pause when Musk took over in 2022, and he's saying it's war.
You go, Elon Musk. Give him hell, my friend. All right, thank you very much, Kim. Coming up, former Senator Jim Talent. We'll talk to him about the outcome of the Missouri primary and maybe his thoughts on the whole Cori Bush controversy. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows in Vienna had to be canceled after Austrian police say there was a planned terrorist attack targeting the concerts. Two people have been arrested. That was Wednesday in connection with this planned attack, including a 19-year-old who allegedly had pledged his allegiance to ISIS. All the tickets for the concerts, of course, will be refunded, though Swift has not yet commented on the situation or even acknowledged that the concerts have been canceled.
I have really strange connection to this. My son has a friend who was supposed to attend one of those concerts in Vienna.
Because it's cheaper to go to Europe to see her than it is to come here.
But she was going to Europe anyway on a trip with her family. She was going to go a couple days early, apparently, and had a last-minute change of plans and decided not to go prior to all of this happening.
Wow.
And now it's been like a sigh of relief that knowing that there had been some kind of terrorist attack planned against it.
But
so.
Think if you planned your entire European trip around a concert and then it doesn't even happen. I mean, obviously, the safety is more important. I understand that. They made the right decision to cancel it, but I can still empathize with how bummed out
people
would
be. I'm trying to think. Who would schedule a European tour around a musician? Sue Thomas, do you know anybody who would do something like that?
Let me see. Mark Reardon.
There you go. Yes. This guy plans to go see the Boss over on some. He plans a European trip around seeing the Boss in Europe. I'm like, yeah. Wow, that's a dedication right there.
It is a dedication.
It's dedication.
That is so not me. All right. Jack Black says Tenacious D will be back when it feels right. The band is taking a break after band member Kyle Gass said on stage, "Don't miss Trump next time," following, of course, the assassination attempt. Black says he and Gass have spoken since that whole incident. They're still friends. Gass released an apology for that comment he made on stage, but then has since deleted that apology post.
I'm sure.
Great.
So just let's just fade in the background for a little while and hope everybody forgets that BS, and then we'll go on tour and start making money again.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
Everything's fine here, folks. Give it enough time. A parrot with more than 2 million TikTok followers just broke a world record after successfully identifying 12 items in just 3 minutes. 4-year-old Apollo identified items including a cork, a book, a bottle, and a Wario tour. Like Wario from Mario Party, Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You guys know what I'm talking about. They use pistachios as a reward to train the parrot. Apollo the parrot, his owners say there's really no limit on what they hope Apollo can learn.
I'll bet. Some of those birds are just amazing.
They'll curse at you.
Oh, they will, but they had to learn that from somebody.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, if you drop a lot of F-bombs, it's like a kid, right? It's like a sponge. They're going to listen to that, and they're probably going to say it at you sometime. I do not want a parrot. We used to have a cockatiel.
You have a child.
Well,
that is your parrot.
And thankfully, he doesn't drop F-bombs. We had a cockatiel growing up, and that thing was annoying and would just squawk. And we would put a blanket over its cage sometimes because it would be quiet. And fly around the house. My mom did not like it.
No thanks.
No.
Why did you own it?
Oh, my dad. It flew away.
Oh, oops.
R.I.P. Rosie.
What was your question, Sue?
How long do those bigger parrots live? Isn't it
70 years?
70 years?
Yeah, they live a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you when you get one, you're getting it for life because, or you have to find somebody to adopt it if you can't keep it, or you die before it does.
Could have passed
they
it on to
a
you.
Long time. See?
Wow, passing it, yeah, from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Lifespan of a macaw is 80 years.
Wow. Yeah,
wow. Harley Davidson is now being accused of going woke. Harley riders have been critical of the company since the new CEO took over in 2020, comparing it to the direction of the company with what we've seen with Bud Light. I guess the outrage comes after a filmmaker posted Harley Davidson's supposed internal policies to social media that include, according to this person, sending white men to white male-only diversity training and supporting legislation that would allow men in girls' bathrooms.
So here's a challenge for you. Walk into a biker bar somewhere and accuse one of those guys of being woke.
Sturgis is going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there you go. Go out to Sturgis and start making those claims. You're likely to get a bloody nose, would be my guess.
But supposedly the cost of those bikes have started dropping because people aren't going after them as much because they're mad about the direction of the company.
It's a conspiracy to get the prices down.
It's good to know, though, I mean, that they are like that. But I don't know. These people are really committed to Harley Davidson.
Yes,
sure.
They are. So some universities have been apparently forced to make changes to students' living arrangements with really just a couple weeks left until classes begin. So, for example, Purdue University offered $4,000 off, a price cut, if students accepted new assignments. University of Illinois offered students $2,000 and 100 free meals if they were willing to leave the dorms.
Why?
University leaders have cited multiple reasons. I'm so glad you asked, Mark Cox. They've cited multiple reasons for just more students seeking student housing. They say it's the expensive rental market and acceptances, I guess, into these universities.
Well, that's a turnaround, isn't it? Remember when they were shutting dorms down at Mizzou because nobody was going?
But
so what they're doing is incentivizing them to move out of the dorm into an apartment somewhere, and then in return
they
give
to
them
worry about it.
Cash back and meals. Okay. Interesting.
I guess.
So they're producing small animal houses all over campuses.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A new study suggesting the Egyptians used water power to build the pyramids. According to this particular study, the pyramids may have been built through the use of a unified water-powered hydraulic lift system. I guess previous theories had suggested that they used like these ramps and things like that to build the pyramids.
Aliens, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
probably.
Drew Young and
E.T.
I know they were aliens.
Oh, for it.
They, I guess, used the canals and this hydraulic lift system is what this study now says. Those are so impressive. I'd love to see those in person.
It's a what, Carl?
It's a better answer than
aliens. It's a little better. At least it's something you can wrap your brain around, right?
But I'd like to think E.T. had a part in that.
How did they get those massive, thousands of pounds each to the top of the pyramid?
And it's the precision.
Slaves.
It's like the way that they were all designed is so precise, and the angles and... There's documentaries about all of this, and it's mind-blowing.
I'm just saying.
All right, I have one real quick one, okay? Elon Musk's platform X is suing a group of advertising claiming that they basically worked together to boycott the company, costing $1 million in ad revenue. He's saying that they took a pause when Musk took over in 2022, and he's saying it's war.
You go, Elon Musk. Give him hell, my friend. All right, thank you very much, Kim. Coming up, former Senator Jim Talent. We'll talk to him about the outcome of the Missouri primary and maybe his thoughts on the whole Cori Bush controversy. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.